Well, here we are again on a Tuesday evening, 3 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here in the UK, getting dark now. And I'll just be reminded before going to air that, you know, it's the 22nd tomorrow, and it's what, Carol? Can you tell me again?
The autumn equinox.
How about that then? The autumn equinox. Tomorrow. Okay. Which is... Okay. I thought it was in October, but apparently not. It's... I don't know where I got that from. I always thought it was in October, but... okay. And then we have no show on 30 this week. Tina has to be somewhere, so was unable to be with us anyway. And I sent a message to both Bryn and Tina telling them that we weren't going to do one anyway, because I'm going out for the evening. 44 years. We've been married 44 years on Thursday. So we just go out on the actual day this time. And I think it's nicer to go out on the day, you know. It's just really finding something to do now, because a lot of the places that we used to go to have either closed down or we're too bloody old to go there. And that's my excuse. Take your choice there. Right, we're going to get on with tonight's show then. And I've just demanded a clip round here all there. But never mind. Okay. Right, so we're going to bring Tina online.
Good evening.
Hiya, Tina. All right. So, Tina, you've got an event coming up. It's a live event in the UK. Obviously, there's not many people in the court queue from the UK. But tell us all about it, because I know how excited you are about it, yeah?
Yeah, what it is, I'm appearing live in Newcastle on Saturday 25th, where I'm going out on tour. Newcastle on the 25th of this month, which is Saturday. So I'm really looking forward to it. I've been doing these shows for a bit now, but this is going to be the furthest I've travelled.
One of the biggest ones, yeah. So, So we wish Tina the very best with that one. Let us know how it goes. Right, so we're going to get on with tonight's show then. Newcastle, I had some friends in Newcastle. A long time ago. Don't see them much anymore. Okay, right. Let's see where we're going. Michelle.
Hello. Congratulations.
Good
on
evening.
Your marriage.
No, it's a tour that I'm going on, darling. It's not a marriage. It's a live show. I'm appearing on stage.
I was wanting to ask a question, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine. Carry on.
I'm just all beside myself with my nerves. Me and my boyfriend or husband, whatever you want to call him, we got in a fight this morning, and he left, and it was over money. And I asked him how come he hasn't paid the bills, and he said he didn't have the money. I said, what are you doing with all your money? So he let me look at his checking account, and I looked at it, and he had three withdrawals of $400. Another one was $500. And I'm like, well, where did the money go in your other account? It's $500 is gone on that. And he's like, he's sick of it, and he left. He said he's leaving, and I can't find him anywhere. And, you know, this is ridiculous because I've been supporting him since April, since I sold the house. And it's like, What is going on? I need some spiritual messages, something.
Okay. Sweetheart, I do feel as though there's a bit of deceit going on, because obviously he's not giving you a straight answer. I think the best of things you need to do is just lay your cards on the table and tell him this is how it's going to be, or, do you know what I mean, a serious talk over it. I do feel as though he's one that doesn't like to be confronted about things. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I think the only way you are going to get any answers from him is confronting him, but he's not got to leave because he needs to understand that things are pretty serious at this precise minute with you. Obviously, because you're struggling financially as well, and it's no good for anybody if you're struggling and keeping secrets, okay? But I do feel as though there's something going on with him that he's not telling you about. Okay, I don't think it's anything to do with you personally. I think it's some sort of, maybe he's got himself into a little bit of trouble of some sort, okay? But he's not willing to talk about anything, okay? I do honestly feel as though he is hiding something from you, okay, as well, with him obviously running out and you can't find him. But I do feel as though he will come back. And I honestly feel as though you need to talk about what it is that he's got himself into, okay? I do feel as though, honestly, you'll be able to sort it out, okay? And I do honestly feel as though cards have to be laid on the table and things do have to be talked about seriously, because I am sort of like getting a vibe from what you've just told me that there's something going on with him, okay? I feel as though he's been a bit distant to you as well just lately. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am, it would.
Yeah. This is where I'm getting not a whole lot of trouble, but I'm getting feelings as though he's got himself into that he can't get out of. I do feel as though these withdrawals are being made frequently. Would that make sense?
Yes. I think it's drug-related because he was an addict in the past.
Right, okay.
I think his friend is pushing him. I don't think he's having an affair. I don't think. I could be wrong. But I feel like that's what it is.
Right, okay. I don't feel as though it's another woman, but I do feel as though he's got himself into something he can't get back out of again. We'll say that. All right. I do honestly feel as though it's going to have to be serious talk time. I mean, he sounds as though he's a bit tetchy himself. When he's confronted, he likes to run away instead of face things. Would that make sense?
Yes. How do I fix it?
Basically, I think what you need to do, sweetheart, is just lay your cards out on the table. It's either he's got to stop it and you're not putting up with it no more, or basically the door's there and he needs to be out of it, basically. That's what I'd do, okay? Obviously, with emotions running high as well, you can't talk with emotions running high as they have been doing. Okay, but I feel as though you need to just let it settle and let him come back to you on his own steam. I don't feel he'll be gone for long. I don't really feel as though he's going to be gone for long, to be honest, because
right.
he knows which side his bread's buttered, basically. I do feel as though he's not going to be gone for long. I do feel as though when he comes home, you are going to have to sit him down and talk and say, look, what's going on? You need to tell me. Okay, or you can't help him if he's going to keep secrets from you. Okay, this
right.
is what, it's just like the usual like speeches that you've got to give him. I do feel as though there is a lady figure around you as well, my darling. She's watching over you and she has been seeing what's going on. And she's saying exactly what I'm saying as well. And she also wants you to start and, I don't know why she's saying this, but she wants you to start hide things away, like critical things, like bank cards and stuff like that. Would that make sense of why she's saying that?
Hide what away?
bank cards or something to do with your bank or something to do with money on finances.
All right.
Okay. Because she's kind of worried about you. This like lady is very worried about you. I'm not paying kind of worried about you. She's very worried about you. She's saying she doesn't want you going through the same heartbreak as you've been going through before. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. It would.
Okay. This is what she's not wanting. She's not wanting you going through this heartbreak, darling. Okay. And she wants you to know that she is around you. She is giving you comfort. But it just feels as though your partner's lost his way again at this precise minute. Okay. It feels as though he's lost his way.
Is it drugs?
I don't know. I can't say. But if he's been making frequent withdrawals, then you've pretty much answered the question yourself, haven't you? I mean, he needs to speak to you. He needs to open up and see what the hell is going on with him, basically, because it's going to drive you insane if you don't know what is going on and you're wanting to help him and he won't. He's one of these that won't ask for help, if you understand what I'm saying. Okay.
Right.
I do feel he is one that won't ask for help, okay? And I honestly do feel as though he will come back, I think, before today's end, to be perfectly honest.
All right.
I do feel as though also he'll probably want... You're going to have to definitely sit him down and talk to him. I mean, the fight should be for no... This fight was for no reason. Okay, I know you've been asking him questions, and because he's been cornered, is the fact that he's run away. Okay, this is what I'm saying. But there is suspicion around you. You're being suspicious, very suspicious of him, and you've got every right to be. Okay, but this lady has just said to me, she's saying, if push comes to shove, then you're going to have to do a lot of pushing, she's saying. Would that make sense?
Yep. I mean, because I've been through this before, and he was clean for a long time, and then he got around his one friend, and he really pushes it on him.
Yeah,
And he thinks he's his friend, and it's not his friend. Oh, God, I just want to call that man up, tell him to stay the hell out of our lives.
Yeah, well, that's probably where he'll be then. There is quite a few bad people around him that he associates with. That's another thing I'm picking up. There is quite a few bad people that he associates with. And
yeah, another friend that I question about too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that that worries me.
Yeah, I do feel as though there's quite a few bad people that he does associate with, sweetheart. I really do. But I really, it is time for laying cards on the table and getting the truth out of him. Okay? That's how I'm feeling.
How do I get the truth out? Because even when I've caught him red-handed, he'll deny it.
It's going to have to be, truth is maybe if you caught him red-handed, I know you've seen all the bank account withdrawals and that. It's just, I feel as though he's getting to find out where he's gone and maybe getting some photographic proof or something, or keep calling him and calling, maybe put a location on his phone to see where he is.
He turned off his location.
Right, okay. Then with that, I am actually at a loss, darling, but you... Just wait till he comes home and see if you can confront him then. Because this lady that's around you, sweetheart, is definitely not wanting you to go through this again, okay? She feels as though the last time was the definite short straw in a hell of a lot of a hail bale, she's saying to me, okay?
Oh, it was.
Yeah, she's saying the last time was a short straw, she's saying to me, and it was just not on. Okay, but if it's a short straw again, darling, you've got decision to make. Okay.
Okay.
All right, my darling.
Oh,
thank you for calling in.
Thank you
for calling in, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay. Right. That's Michelle. On line one. Right. Line two's disappeared somewhere. Again. Right. Kind of strange. Oh, no. No, actually, they're not. Here they are. Okay. Salve, Regina.
Good evening.
Is that me?
I think so.
Finally. I didn't hear him say my name. I heard the phone open up. And how are you today?
I'm good, my queen, and you?
I'm fabulous. I first wanted to give you some validation, more validation, much more validation. The last time before last I spoke, you mentioned me doing having an art show and an exhibition or whatever, and my creation being on display. Well, I knew something was coming up, but I wasn't sure I was going to do it. But I said I had already been accepted. But I just heard from the museum shop, and I used to be in there until COVID. But now they have restricted how many people they have in there. So I'm going to be one of two tourists, and I'm excited about that because there was a lot of other jewelers that used to be in there. And I am going to do the show. I'm going to do it because I'm just because she was so nice to me. I figure I'll go ahead and do the show. So whatever you get.
Okay. Well, thank you, McQueen, for that validation. Okay. I really do appreciate that. And I am actually glad that things are coming out for you, sweetheart. I really am. Okay. I do feel as though with these shows, it's going to be definitely a takeoff. Okay. It's definitely going to be a takeoff. Because you've got so much positivity towards it. Okay. You've definitely got a lot of positivity, and that's what I like to hear. Okay. It's a lot of positivity coming from you. And I do feel as though there's going to be a lot of people that come round to see these shows that you're doing. I do feel as though they're going to be inspired by you as well. Okay. I do feel as though there's going to be a lot of questions coming towards you as well, and which I do hope you've got a lot of answers for. Okay. Because the universe is going to come towards you and help you with this as well. And I'm getting also a presence around you that's more positive than I've ever known this presence to be before. Okay. I do feel as though it's a lady figure, but there's a gentleman figure with her. Would you understand a lady and gentleman, please?
Probably.
Okay. They're giving you a lot of positivity, and they're giving you a lot of strength as well. Okay. They're saying to me something about, I don't know what it is. They're saying something to me about with the colour white. Would you understand the colour, what the colour white is relevant for?
I'll say initiation, and I thank them for their energy. I'll say initiation.
Yeah, because they're giving me the colour white, my queen, okay? They're giving me definite colour white, all right? But they're not just giving me the colour white all in one. They're giving me it in spits and spurts. Okay, they're giving me it in spits and spurts, which is kind of, to me, it could be, it's strange, but to you, it could mean anything. Okay, because it feels to me as though, yes, it's positive energy as well. Don't get me wrong, that's definitely positive energy. But I feel as though it could be clothing as well, some sort of clothing. Would you understand some sort of white clothing with maybe some colours mixed in?
You know, I was going to say, wearing white from time to time. Yeah, I can understand that.
Okay. I must say, these colours that I'm seeing are actually bright colours as well. They are very, very bright colour. They're giving me a pink and they're giving me a light blue and they're giving me a yellow. It's all the neutral colours. Well, not all the neutral colours, but they're giving me some neutral colours and some, like, girls' colours, boys' colours as well at the same time. Okay, they're giving me a lot of bright colours. And they're wanting you to start and think about these colours. I don't know why, but they're giving me some sort of... it feels like a piece with all these bright colours in. Okay. It's not what I was talking about the other day. It's like another piece with all these bright colours in. And I don't understand why they're giving me this. Okay, my queen. They want you to start and think about pieces with bright colours in. Would that make sense at all to you?
If you're talking about clothing, yeah, I have painted clothing on, and I have dyed clothing. So yeah. And I was thinking about my silk. I was just thinking about my silks the other day. So yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe they've come in on your thoughts then. They've maybe come in on your thoughts because it, what they're giving me is absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Okay. It's just so magnificent. I can see it, but I can't explain it properly. Okay. And they want you to start and think about all these beautiful colours and all these bright colours. Okay. There's something that you're wanting to design, but you're very unsure of how to design it, they're saying to me as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah, leggings. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. There's one thing in particular, they're saying to me, there's one thing that you're focusing on in particular that you want to design, but you can't, you're not sure of how to design it. I don't know why they're saying this to me. It's even confusing me. But it might be less confusing for you to understand what I'm trying to say. Okay. But they're saying to me, there's something that in particular that you're wanting to design, but you're unsure of how to design it. Would that make sense?
I'm not sure what it is at the moment.
Okay. Okay. Because this is what they're giving me. I can't make out whether it is actually clothing or whether it is actually jewellery at the same time as well, or it could be another part, like a piece of your art, like forming a piece of art with bright colours in. I will try and see if I can get a better vision of it as well as the night goes along and see if I can get them to give me a better vision of it. And then if I can, I will draw it and I will send you the picture of it, what I'm getting. Okay, but what I'm getting so far is colours fading into one. It started like with the blue at the top and it's fading in and it's a red underneath, but in between it's like a purple sort of colour. And then with the blue at the red at the bottom, it's going into sort of like a green colour, which is giving another sort of like a darkish green sort of like different colour. It's just like colours, like it's separate colours, but they're fading into one.
Like the chakras, like making a piece with chakra colours in it. That's what I'm getting, a shawl, a scarf, a garment.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something on the same lines as that. That's what I'm getting, okay? This is what they're giving me, my queen. Okay, this is the best way I can tell you by trying to explain what I'm seeing, okay? But they feel as though if you do this, this will do you a power of good, because this is where people are looking as well to see. It's like new age stuff, okay? So it feels as though it's new age stuff that they're trying to show me. Okay, I don't know whether it's something you're working on with New Age stuff, but it's New Age stuff that they're trying to show me. Okay, I do feel as though this will do you some good as well, my queen, as well as keeping to the old traditions. Okay, it's the autumn equinox tomorrow, as we've just said, and it feels as though you're going to be doing something very special tomorrow as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, and we got a full moon, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what I plan on. I might do some video between today and tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, because this is what I'm getting as well. There's something special that you're planning on doing. Would that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, right, okay. Because that's what I'm getting. Okay, that's what I'm getting. They're saying to me, you've got to do something special on Autumn Equinox. The special thing that you've got planned as well. I don't know whether you've been practicing or not, but they're saying something about you've been practicing it. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, because this lady figure's saying, if you say to her she's been practicing it, then she'll know what you're talking about.
Okay. I think I got it.
Right, okay. I'm glad you have. I'm glad you have, honestly. because she's saying to me, she just said to me, if you practice it, then you'll know what you're doing. Okay?
Uh-huh. That makes sense. That makes sense. I thank you, my lady, so much.
Okay. Thank you, my queen. Have a good equinox.
You too.
Thanks.
Thank you, queen. Okay. Now, the next thing that I was thinking about was the clock change, of course, and that's where I get mixed up. So that's not till next month. Yes, Tina, you were going to say something, sorry.
No, I wasn't, no. My dog was barking and I just had to clap my hands at him.
You were going to swear at the dog.
No, I don't swear at the dog, not normally.
Right, okay. Right, let's see where we're going. Veronica?
Good evening, Veronica.
Well, hello, man. I'm so glad to talk to you. It's been a while. Thank you, Ken, and thank you for... again, being here for us, and of course we have to support the show. Ma'am, so quite a bit has happened, I just want to say thank you. The others that have come true, I want to, to make story short, because we're time limited, I want to thank you, because I want to give you that accountability, and of course we never know, because our future goal has changed, but thank you very much.
Okay.
I thought of a question. I know what you're saying. I lost my train of thought. I'm still looking at a particular place to rent, but I changed my mind because I went to see the home, and the gentleman starts telling me that all his family have mental problems, and that his brother kidnapped his mom, and anyway, to be sure, that was kind of scary. So I'm glad it didn't happen. But I'm still thinking like a particular place to rent to do what I wanted to do, because I didn't do it. I denied it last year, and so I continue with the one. The gentleman did lower it down the price, but not too much. But there's another one down that he has, or would I be able to find something else around that small town?
I honestly do feel as though you have to go with what your train of thought is with this one, Veronica. Okay. You've got to do what's best for you and where you want to go from. Okay, my darling. I do honestly feel as though you've already got your heart set on a place as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, that's what I'm asking, Mary. Thank you. I do.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you've got your heart set on that, sweetheart, okay, what's the point in basically trailing around and looking for somewhere else? If you've got your heart set on one place, looking as though you can do quite a lot with the little shop that you're going to be having, okay, there's no point, sweetheart, in looking around anywhere else when you've got your heart set on one. All right, my darling. Okay. I do feel as I can see your dilemma that you're in as well with the pricing and what have you. But I do feel as though when you get this shop up and going like you want to do, Veronica, I do feel honestly, sweetheart, that you're going to be okay. I do feel as though you're going to be okay with it, because I do feel as though there's going to be a lot of designs in there as well with you, what you've been designing and thinking about and making. I'm seeing maybe beauty skincare products, like lotions and stuff for the bath, and maybe like shower gels and stuff. But I don't feel as though it's going to be made out of anything, Veronica. I feel as though it's going to be all aromatic. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I have looked into that. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I feel as though it's going to be all aromatic, darling, and therapeutic, okay? And that's what you need around that sort of an area, okay? You don't need all these stuff that's been made with chemicals and that can add adverse effects on your skin. Do you know what I mean? You want something that's going to be therapeutic and absolutely aromatic as well, okay? I honestly do feel as though in that sort of train of thought that you're having, I really think that you'll do well with stuff like that. Okay. I'm also seeing, I don't know why, but I'm being shown bath bombs. Why am I being shown bath bombs?
Can I want to make them?
There you go. Okay. That's just clarified.
You got
That's
it.
Just clarified it. Okay. That's just clarified it, sweetheart. All right. I do feel as though with this, sweetheart, it is going to be a success for you. I honestly do. You've got to stop self-doubting. You've got to stop doubting yourself, Veronica. Okay? You really need to stop doubting yourself, sweetheart, please, because you know you've got the brains and you know you've got the talent to do these things. All right, darling. So it's with you at this precise minute, sweetheart, it's all about self-doubt. Okay? You need to stop doubting yourself a lot, darling, because it's not gonna help you if you keep self-doubting about what you are actually intending on doing with everything. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So I suggest you go for your goals, darling. I really do suggest you go for your goals. All right? Go for your goals and don't think about what anybody else is thinking. Knock yourself out in the head, Veronica. Okay, just knock that self-doubt out of yourself, because you can do it, darling. I know you can do it. Okay?
And ma'am, thank you. I have another one. Do you see any income coming for me? I think something's going to start within this week, and I talked to him today and he said that he couldn't proceed, but I don't know how long that income is going to come to me. Do you have an idea? Because I'm kind of low.
With that sort of thing, that sort of income can come in at any time, darling. Okay, to be honest. As you know, spirit don't have a timeline, darling. They'll work on things when they feel it's necessary. All right, darling. But I do see an income coming towards you. All right, my darling. But I do see it maybe within the next 2 to 3 months. Okay. I don't know whether you can wait for that long, but it's going to be probably in the next 2 to 3 months, sweetheart, all right? This is what I'm seeing, darling, all right? This is what I'm seeing. I feel as though it could be in the next 2 to 3 months that it will start coming into you, okay?
Do you see that it's coming from the gentleman that is going to go get my income, what I'm missing? He starts with the letter C, that he said he was going to proceed.
I do feel it will, yeah. I do feel it will, sweetheart.
Wow.
I do feel as though it will proceed, darling, because he's got no reason to hold that back. He's got no reason at all to hold it back from you, okay? This is what I'm feeling.
Quite a bit. Is it quite a bit of income?
Yeah, I don't feel as though, as I say, Veronica, I don't see any sort of reason why he wants to hold that back from you. All right. I really don't see any reason why he's got to hold that back, because you've done nothing wrong in the past. Everything's been stable. So, I mean, he's got no reason to hold it back, darling. He's got no reason at all.
Okay, what can I remember? I went in for my background. They haven't, they call to do the, but I haven't received a call or a text or an email that I finally got it.
Right, okay, that's taking a while then.
It's
been going on quite
take?
A few months.
Really? Am I going to still pass it?
Yeah, you'll still pass it. You'll still pass it. I do feel as though you'll still pass it. As I say again, there's no reason why you can't, sweetheart. Okay? There's no reason why you can't pass it. I do feel as though there's absolutely no reason why you cannot pass that, darling. Okay?
You know what they're going to do? They're going to interview they're going to try to interview close to 100 people because when I was in my younger years, I was like something big.
Mm-hmm.
They find that very interesting how I was able to maneuver all that. And
okay.
We all got along great, and we did it to the power of respect and having calmness.
Yeah.
It works. It's a blessing.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, Veronica. Thank you very much, love.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You use my heart. Thank you, Ken, again.
Thank you. Thank you, Veronica. Okay. I'll put Veronica back there to listen. She's gone. I don't know. How do people do that after the reading? I don't know why that is. Some people stay to listen. Okay. Right. We'll take one more, and then we're going to take a little break. Keisha.
Good evening, Keisha.
Hello?
Hello. Are you okay?
Hi. Yeah, I'm okay.
good. How can I help?
I was wondering, can I get a general reading?
Sorry?
Can I get a general reading?
Right, okay.
A general reading?
Yep, okay, my darling. Okay. Keisha, would you understand you've been having a bit of difficulty this week, please, with something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I'm being told that this difficulty will sort itself out, okay. I do feel as though you've been panicking over something as well, sweetheart. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Would that make sense? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You've not got to panic, my darling. You've not got to panic, I'm being told. All right? I'm also being told to tell you things aren't as bad as you think they are, darling. Okay? I don't know what you're thinking that's really
mm-hmm.
bad, but it's because you've got a lady with you, sweetheart. You've got a gentleman as well. Okay. They're both with you, and they want to tell you that they're giving you a lot of guidance for something that you're wanting guidance with. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
They want to. They are there with you. They are going to give you this guidance that you need. All right, my darling. They are going to give you this guidance that you need because. There's something or someone around you that you're uncomfortable with, they're telling me. Would that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They want you to know that whatever suspicions, you've got some suspicions, I'm being told as well, Keisha. Okay. Didn't mean to bring it up,
mm-hmm.
darling. But you've got some suspicions as well. You need to nip them suspicions in the bud, I'm being told to tell you. Would that make sense of why they're saying that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, my darling. They're saying that you need to nip them these suspicions in the bud, darling. Okay. This is what I'm being told to tell you. All right. If you... feel as though you have got suspicions,
okay.
you need to come. You need to do the confrontation, I'm being told as well. All right? You need to start and be you need to be confrontationalist as well.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah? Right. Would you understand why I'm saying that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. You need to confront something or someone, okay? And I'm being told to tell you also that there's something that you've been looking at for a while that you are going to be ending up getting. I don't know what it means, okay? There's something you've been looking at for a while and being told to tell you that you are going to end up getting. Would that make sense as well?
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay. And there's plans that you're making. Okay, I don't know whether it's the plans for a getaway or plans for a move or something, but there's plans that you're making that this lady and gentleman are with you and giving you the guidance for. Okay?
Okay.
They're giving you the guidance for it as well. Okay, because they want you to start and think about yourself now.
All right.
This is what they're saying. Yeah, this is what they're saying. They want you to start and think about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though it's either a grandmother or a grandfather figure or a mother and father figure, Keisha. Okay. They are very concerned about you at this precise minute, obviously, because there's some sort of language in your when you're speaking to me that's giving them cause for concern. Would that make sense? Right, okay.
No, actually, I feel really calm, but I understand about the suspicious thing, because I'm very suspicious of the people around me. But but as for me, no, I'm all right.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Because they want you to start and thinking about yourself now. Okay, sweetheart. You've got some right to be suspicious of people around you. Okay. So I do feel as though there's a bit of backstabbing going on somewhere. Okay. I do feel as though there's a bit of backstabbing going on as well. Okay. You need to start, confrontation will be the one thing to see who's the key leader. Okay. And put your side of the story across of what's going on around you as well, sweetheart. Okay. Or whatever they're saying about you. Okay. There's something I feel as though you're being blamed for, darling. Okay, and you haven't done anything. Would that make sense as well?
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Right, okay. This is where I'm getting it all from as well, sweetheart. Okay, this is where I'm getting it all from. I do feel as though it needs sorting out and it needs nipping in the bud, darling, because it's going to get way out of control. Okay, it's going to go way, way, way out of control. All right, my darling. This gentleman's just said to me, if I was there, I'd be round and I'd be banging a few heads together. Okay? Because he's not happy with what's going on around you right now. Okay? And this woman, this lady...
No, because nobody's taking responsibility for their own mess.
Exactly. Exactly. You've got it.
Everybody's jumping on me. And
yeah.
It's like, wow. And then it's like, I know these people don't actually believe I'm doing all this, and they're looking, give me 24/7. You know, that don't even make no sense. And I don't know. So it just seems like nobody's taking accountability.
Yeah.
No integrity.
That's it.
Just nothing. Nobody, everybody just want to do what they want to do and get away with it.
Yeah. Well, you can't take that no more.
Well,
you're not to take it no more, okay? It's time to make a stand for yourself, they're saying to me. Okay. You've got to make a stand for yourself now.
Okay.
All right. And you've got suspicions of who the key you've got suspicions of who the key leader is anyway, they're telling me. And you've got every right to be suspicious. You've got every right to be suspicious. Okay, she's saying, this lady's just said to me. But she said if she was down here as well, she'd be with this gentleman figure, and she would have kicked some booty. She would have seriously kicked some booty, she said, because it's not right. It's not right with what's going on around you right now. Okay. So they are giving you the guidance. They are giving you the inspiration to keep yourself occupied and giving you the inspiration to start and face up to people, okay, basically. And they want you to carry on with that as well. They want you also to carry on with what you're doing as well, Keisha. All right. They said to me, you've got to keep continuing with them plans that you're making as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah, they're still on the board. I'm still working it out.
So this is all I'm getting at this precise minute, darling. But just be rest assured that these people are around you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay, my darling.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you very much, my darling. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, Keisha.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Keisha. Okay, right. So we're going to take a short break then. We'll pop a piece of music in for you. Keep asking for people to send music or what music they like. But in the meantime, you're going to have to do what we got because, you know, people have different tastes in music. We know this. I want to say something as well. I don't know whether people in the States watch a program called Fools and Horses. And I think that's pretty much gone round the world, that program over the years. And I want to say, you know, condolences there. I know none of the family members there would be listening to this program in particular, but the gentleman that played Boyce, Boycey, passed away. So, you know, we send our thoughts out to that family there. Very, very funny gentleman. We also lost a great sporting personality this week as well. We lost the great Jimmy Greaves there, that's another great loss as well. So our thoughts go out to the families there. So let's see what we got for you.
Time in the beginning, your heart and mine.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. It looks like the music finished while we were screening there. And we screened two people and I come back and the music suddenly finished. Okay. It happens. I do apologise there for that, but we're here now. Right. Okay then. Screening rooms and music don't mix. Let's bring Tina back and see where we're going. Okay. We should now be with 9-5, I believe. And that is Kathy.
Good evening.
Oh, okay. It's actually Kelly. Hi.
Hi there.
And there. Thank you. I wanted to wish you a very wonderful trip because I know travel is not that easy. So may everything go smoothly for you.
Thank you, my darling. That means really great, really appreciated.
Oh, gosh, because I know it's hard out there. It's interesting. Usually I have something a little less trite to ask you because I have some cool stuff, but I just found out that we had a huge hurricane down here in the south of the U.S. and things have been closed. Well, I just found out my office, which I'd been working for 6.5 years, have been opened for 2 weeks or a week and a half, and they didn't call me back. So I just love to get the real story about what's going on in the background there. Do you think you can maybe feel that up and give me some interesting tidbits?
Okay. So they haven't called you back to let you know that the office is open.
Okay. You're right, that my job is open, right.
Right, okay. It does seem to me as though it's a little bit suspicious, to be honest. Okay.
Yeah.
It does seem to me as though it's a little bit suspicious. What I'm feeling you need to do with them, darling, is give them a call and ask them why they haven't told you. Okay, see if you can get some insight to the background of why they haven't said anything to you. All right,
I'm definitely going to do that, but I want to know what's really going on, you know, because the truth isn't exactly what happens there.
Right, okay. I do feel as though also that when you're there, I do feel as though there's somebody there that's trying to manipulate other people. Would that make sense?
Absolutely, 100% validation.
Right, okay. Because that's what I'm getting. All right, there's people, someone there that's trying to manipulate other people and is trying to, I'd say trying to get somebody in particular to look at them in a way that, I do feel as though, I'll go out on a whim and I do say I feel as though it's a female figure that's doing all the manipulating.
Absolutely. You nailed it.
Okay.
Yep.
Right, okay. But I do feel as though she's out to impress a male figure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I do feel as though she's out to impress a male figure as well. All right, my darling.
Yes.
I do feel as though she's been trying to have some sort of negative input on this male figure, though.
Yes.
This is what I'm feeling. She's been trying to have a negative input on this male figure. Okay.
Yes.
About who she likes and who she doesn't like in that office. Okay. Because
yes.
this is what I'm getting. All right.
Yes. Yes.
It's not that I'm guessing of what's going on. I'm being told because.
Yeah.
Would you understand a lady figure around you, please, in spirit?
In spirit? Oh, a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Does it say who?
Feels like a mother figure. Well, do you understand a mother figure?
Absolutely.
Right, okay. Because I'm not going to go into great depth of what your mum's saying to me, but you'll probably get the gist. Okay. She's been with you since a few weeks after she passed away because she gained her strength. She's been with you. And she's... I'm not going to say in exact words what she's saying. But she's saying, because it's not very nice and it's not something I can say on radio. We'll say
oh,
that.
Oh, really? Oh, usually she's not a potty mouth. Oh, my.
No, she's... I've got to hold her back with what she's saying because I feel as though...
She's not.
When your mum was here, she was one who would say... Well, say things before her brain engages. Would that make sense?
Not my mom. No.
Okay, because I've got someone here that will say it before the brain engages, and it is a lady figure. Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, she got her strength back. Maybe she did. Maybe she held it back.
I'm being told that this lady that's trying to impress this male figure... He's doing more than trying to impress this male figure. We'll say that. Would that make sense to you?
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard rumors, but I don't listen to rumors, but, you know.
Right, okay. Well, this is what I've just been told. Okay. That it's her that's running the show, basically, not this male figure. Okay,
right,
this
is
why...
Yes.
I've got a feeling this is could be one of the reasons why you haven't had a call back. Okay, to let
am
you know.
Am I going
that,
to? I mean, am I? Have I lost my job?
I don't feel as though you've lost your job, but I do feel as though you need to give them a call and ask them why you haven't been told that your office is reopened again. We'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And
I have no problem.
I do feel as though when you call, you need to confront, you need to ask certain questions of what's, why you haven't been called and what's going on with your job and questions like that, okay? But I don't feel as though you've lost your job as such.
Okay.
But I do feel as though this lady has got some sort of input on what's going to go on with your job.
Should I go back?
That is your call. That is completely your call and your free will. Okay.
Right.
And,
I understand. I understand. I have other things in the... It's been synchronicity. The whole thing, all your people that you've been reading, it's been synchronicity. And we're all creative people and artists, and I'm thinking going that way. So I wasn't even going to ask because I'm going to make that happen. It's just that I just... It'd be interesting. It's not going to be as much as they pay me. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, on that sort of aspect, that'll be your own free will at work, okay?
Understood.
And if you want to go into something different, but I don't know why that, but this lady's showing me a book. Why is she showing me a book?
I don't know.
She's showing me a book of some sort. Okay, I feel as though it's a book that you've been writing in.
Okay. I do write notes. I have notebooks all over the place, and I take notes about things.
Okay. Maybe this is why she's showing me this book. Okay.
Okay.
She's just said to me there's some notes that you've been taking about your questions that you've got about your job as well. Would that make sense?
I don't recall at the moment, but I'm not surprised if I do pros and cons or something maybe in the past, a while back.
Right.
I don't
know. Okay. Well, this is what she's saying. With your free will at work at this precise minute, you're trying to, you want to expand yourself, she's saying to me as well. Would that make sense?
Absolutely. That is exactly usually the question I would ask. It's consciousness expanding focus only. And that's why asking about a job, you know, job is just so boring. But I just found this out 3 minutes ago or a little bit ago.
Right. She wants you to think about expanding yourself. Okay, she does want you to think about expanding yourself. Maybe if it was another career progression or something that you're thinking about doing of your own choice. Okay.
Right.
Making some sort of income of your own choice as well, she's saying to me. But you've got to still work out the pros and cons of that. This is what I'm being told. You've still got to work out the pros and cons of that as well, darling. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel as though this lady that's with you will be your guiding light for you. Okay. I do feel as though she's going to be your guiding light for you. Okay. You have got your spirit guides as well at work with you. Okay. Your spirit guides are there as well working with you. sort of like giving you ideas or giving you the inspiration to create ideas. This is what I'm getting. I do feel as though you've got a couple of spirit guides around you right now that's giving you ideas towards what you want to do or how you're going to proceed with things. Okay. Because I can see you, they're showing me a vision of you sat down at this precise minute and you keep putting your eyes into the air and thinking, basically. This is what they're saying. With you looking up at the sky and or looking up in the lounge or wherever you sat, and you're looking up at the ceiling and you keep thinking of ideas or there's ideas coming towards you. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Absolutely.
This is what they're showing me. This is what they're showing me, sweetheart. Okay. They're saying these ideas, you've got to keep thinking of these ideas. But instead of just thinking about them, she wants you to write them down as well. This is maybe where the book comes in. She wants you to write these ideas down, she's telling me, as well.
Okay.
Okay. And then go through the pros and cons of these ideas. Because I do feel as though if you do expand, sweetheart, I do honestly feel as though things are going to work out to your advantage.
Okay.
Okay. I feel as though it's going to work out to your advantage, sweetheart, as well.
But it's just how long should I stay on to this negative job? I mean, so toxic for that. Exactly. I mean, you nailed it as though you could have been right here beside me. So you nailed it. But, you know, but I do need the money. And it is just how long do you see me having to stick to this toxic, you know, environment?
Well, that is up to you. That is your free will. I can't say, oh, just don't bother going back because it may lose you your income that you've got going now. Okay. But I feel as though I don't think you'll be sticking at that job too long because I feel as though there is an expansion coming from you. There is an expansion of your inner self as well that's going to be coming on from you as well. Spirit are working with you, sweetheart. Okay. They are very much working with you with what you're doing. All right. And they want you to give you that sort of inspiration to carry on with what you want to do.
Okay.
So they want you to start and think about that, the ideas that you're getting. They want you to think about them ideas that you're getting, sweetheart. Okay. And you have got to give your job a call as well and see exactly what is going on. This is what I'm getting. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. There's no question there.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, my
darling. All right. Okay, well, do you see anything like a creative community that I'll be part of? Or, you know, do you get that feeling of any kind of maybe even domes? You know, these dome houses that we'd have like a little – plot of land. I mean, I'm not going to go into detail, but I mean, I really, literally creating a community of inspiration.
I do feel as though you're going to be a part of that. This is another thing. This is probably why they want you to expand yourself as well. With your creativity and other people's creativity to come into one and create something massive.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because I do feel as though you're good at speeches as well.
I have a what?
You're good at speeches as well.
I have speeches?
You do good when you're talking and giving speeches to people.
Oh my, that's okay.
Okay,
fantastic.
So thank you for calling in, sweetheart. Thank you very much,
big,
my darling.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Kathy.
You are.
Right, thanks. We have our little ding-dong there, our little bell, and it tells us when the call has finished and when to take the next call, you see. But it's getting a bit quiet, that little bell, so we're going to make a bigger one. So it's something like Big Ben, I think, because sometimes I can't hear it myself. Right, let's see where we're going. Right, 9-6, and 7 have mysteriously disappeared. All right. Okay. We'll go to line 8 then. Deep.
Good evening,
Good evening
Deep.
Again. Good evening, Gina.
Good evening,
good
Deep.
Evening.
How are
How
you?
How are you?
I'm good, thank
I'm
you.
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Good. How can I help, darling?
I'm moving into a new rented place next week. Do you see it going well with everything? It's very close to my son's school, although I don't know how often I'll be able to have him.
Okay. Congratulations on getting the new place. I did say it'll be coming very soon because Spirit's just allowed me to link in with last time I spoke to you. Okay, I did tell you that that was coming soon and it was going to be close to your son's school. I do see it going very well for you, darling. Okay, I really do see it going well for you. I do feel as though little man should be able to come visit, okay, because I can't see any problems of why not, okay. It's just you have to get things, we just have to get things back on track. Would that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I do feel as though people are allowing some sort of communication with your son, or is going to allow communication with your son, darling, okay? Not if it hasn't happened
mm-hmm.
already, okay? But I do feel as though you're going to be settled in this place. I do really feel as though you are going to be settled in this place, Deep. Okay, sweetheart? I really do feel as
okay.
though you're going to be settled in this place, and I do feel as though you are going to be making it a home. Okay, I do feel as though it's going to be a home for you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because with this place that you've got, I'm feeling as though I'm getting some good vibes from it. I'm getting some really good vibes from it, Deep. Okay. It's just that it feels as though it's the home that's been calling you. Okay. I don't know why I've been just been told that. It feels, I've been told to tell you, it feels as though it's the home that's been calling you. Would you understand why I've been told to tell you that, please?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. Because I do feel as though it's the home that's been calling you, sweetheart. I honestly do feel as though you are going to be more settled there. All right, my darling. And I honestly
mm-hmm.
do feel as though things are going to get better. And I mean, things are going to get better for you, okay? It's just other people should see the error of the ways, I'm being told. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Right, okay. But what they want you to do first off, Deep, is get yourself back on your feet. Okay?
Okay.
They want you to get yourself back on your feet and get yourself settled there, okay? Put
mm-hmm.
things in place, put measures in place as well. I don't know why they're telling me to put measures in place, but you've got to put measures in place as well, darling, all right?
Okay.
When things do start settling down as well, you need to put understanding in place as well. I don't know why I'm being told that either, all right, my darling? They want you to
mm-hmm.
start and think about more prospects of, In general, more prospects in general of what you want to do and how you want to be running the household when you're there. Okay, I know it's on your own, sweetheart, but I do feel as though it's you how you're going to be running the house when you're there. Okay, and then when little man comes round, it's like setting boundaries as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because I feel as though there's some boundaries need to be set as well, Deep. Okay.
Okay, how long do you see me there? Sorry.
How long do I what, sorry?
How long do you see me there? I don't intend to live there for very long. I want to get a place of my own.
I'd say a year. Maybe just after.
Okay.
Okay, this mm-hmm. is why it could be. This is why they're saying you need to get back on your feet.
Mm.
Okay, before things progress a bit further to where you want them to be. Okay, this is why I'm being told a year. All right, maybe a bit longer, because they don't want you rushing into it deep. Okay, they don't want to. They don't want you rushing into it, and it all fall flat for you. All right, sweetheart. This is why they're saying this. They're happy because you've got a place. All right, my darling. They are happy, very happy because you've got a place, and they want you to get settled, and they want you to get back up on your feet. So you can progress with everything that you was doing before. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does. Will I get along well with the landlady?
You will, yeah. You will, yeah. I can't see why you'll not get along with the landlady, darling, because you're a very nice person. You're outgoing. You don't make a mess. You don't trash things. You don't really you keep yourself to yourself as well, don't you? So, I mean, this is why I do feel as though you'll get along with the landlady quite nicely. All right, darling.
Okay.
I do feel as though everything's going to be there and paid on time, darling, as well, which obviously you know that it's going to be anyway. But I do. I can't see any problems with this place at all. All right, darling. But I do feel as though if you do find a problem, I do feel as though you'll be able to talk to the landlady about stuff like getting things fixed if you need to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Will she be okay with my son coming over?
She should be. She should be. I mean, I feel as though she might have children herself. I might feel as though the landlady might have children herself, darling. Okay. So I do feel she'll be all right with your son coming over, darling. I really do. Okay. You've just got to concentrate as well, getting yourself back on your feet as well, sweetheart, to get yourself back to where you were before. They're saying not as though your enthusiasm is not there, but they want you to be a bit more enthusiastic than what you are right now. Okay. Because I do feel as though in some aspects you do still have a bit of self-doubt inside of you as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah, agree. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, okay. They want you to be a bit more ambitious. I don't know why I'm being given the word ambitious, but they want you to be a bit more ambitious, Deep. Would you understand why I'm being told that?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. They want you to be start being a bit more ambitious as well, sweetheart. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do see there's something in the pipelines for you. I do honestly see there's something in the pipelines for you, darling. Okay. And I do feel as though it's a good thing that's in the pipelines for you, a really good thing that will get you more stabilized than anything that you could ever imagine. Okay. Whether it's to do with work or not is another question. Okay. But I do see something good coming for you, darling. I really do see something good coming for you. Okay. As I say, I'm not sure whether it's to do with work or not. Okay. Maybe it's to do with work. Okay. Maybe some more contracts are coming your way, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know whether you have applied for any more contracts or not, Deep, but I feel as though it could be contracts that's coming your way that you will be able to juggle about. Okay, I do feel as though you'll be able to juggle about. As your enthusiasm starts progressing, darling, so will everything else that's going to wake up inside of you and start giving you this enthusiasm as well. Okay.
Okay.
It's everything you've got to fight for, apparently, I'm being told, all right? It's things that you've got to fight for. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. That's what I'm being told, sweetheart. It's things that you've got to fight for, darling, all right? You've got to fight for things that you want. Okay, my darling?
Sure. Yes. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you very much, Deep. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Okay, thank you, Dee. Okay. Right. Now then. Just top Tina off for just a moment. because I know we've only got one person in the call queue now. There's 38 minutes on the clock. If you're out there and you want to call in, you better do it now. But I'd like to mention one. Tuesday night is a very slow night recently for people supporting us and donations. Support is, you know, something that we rely on to keep the shows going. But the strange thing this evening is that the only person to make a donation isn't even here. And very strange indeed. Now, I know that when this lady calls in, she's usually driving, but she hasn't called in yet. Kind of strange how it should be the only person to actually make a donation. It's really odd. Because if people can do that before calling in, then one person can do it. I can't see, honestly, why the others can't do the same. The button is a clickable link. It's not hard to use. You know, if it is hard to use, we'll go back to the old button. But, you know, it's not hard to use. People are saying, we don't know how to donate in our currency. Well, it doesn't have to. It's not a case of knowing the British currency in order to donate. There is a drop-down menu there, and you should be able to click that and pay in your own currency. It's really, we'll put the other button back if it's easier, but I really can't see the problem. If one night can happen and the next night doesn't happen, that doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Right, so before we take Sandra, which is looking at the moment as though it's going to be our last call of the evening, we'll take a short break.
We needed.
Some of the songs that we get on this show sometimes is, got to try and get better versions of them. That one was clipping a bit there at the end. But Right, we have Sandra still with us in the call queue. I'm going to reset the little timer that we have. Hopefully we might get another call. If not, then we'll go over, because it's not looking too happy at the moment with 30 minutes left on the clock. Okay, let's bring Tina back in. And we'll say hello to Sandra.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. How are you?
Thank you for taking the call.
I'm good, darling. And yourself?
I'm good. I am doing really good. I just moved. I'm actually sitting in my new place. It's a new rental home that I'm waiting to get my furniture and all. It is so peaceful, and I'm so, so happy. The one thing that I am really now focusing or hoping that this same peaceful energy comes to is my career. I have a job that is just not good. It's horrible. I hate to speak that, but it is very difficult. It's taking its toll on me. So I'm just wondering, when do you see the new career opportunity coming in? I've applied for things. And I'm just ready for that new start.
So, yeah, to be honest, I do see that new career opportunity coming in very soon, to be perfectly honest. I do see it maybe
before.
I do see it maybe before Christmas.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay. I do see it maybe before Christmas. Okay. I do feel as though the things that you've applied for, there's one particular thing that you've got your heart set on and trying to get. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
There's one that I'm really, really interested in.
Right, okay. I do feel as though also you've put your all on your resume for that one as well. Okay. And I do feel as though there is something, a different career progression coming towards you. Okay, as I said, before Christmas, hopefully.
Okay.
I'm seeing also a job. I wouldn't say it was in an office, but I'd say it was, I could see a lot of people walking around. Okay, I could see people walking around. Okay.
Okay.
The environment, I've seen it, I feel as though it could be a busy environment that you've applied for. It might be an office, but I do see also it's a very busy environment as well. Okay.
Okay.
And I do feel as though it's something that you're looking for to be keeping on that busyness as well as doing your work. There's someone is showing me a vision of a very, very busy place. Okay.
Okay.
I'm stood at the doors and I can see it's got windows or glass all around. Okay. I feel as though it's windows. By looking at it now, it's very strangely, because when I first got this vision, it was very blurred. But looking around now, it does resemble some sort of an office work. Okay.
Okay.
It does resemble offices. And they're giving me... The decor around it, I can see it's like in a sort of a blue shade sort of color, okay, around it.
Okay.
And it's giving me a very busy environment, which I know you like to be busy all the time as well as concentrating on your own work. Okay.
Yeah.
And I do feel as though it's working. I can see either laptops or PCs. Okay. I can see laptops or PCs in this place. I do honestly feel as though it's a busy environment. All people are friendly around each other. Okay, I don't feel any sort of negative vibe on this one. All right, okay. I am seeing a lot of people being friendly towards other people as well. Okay, my darling.
I do feel as though there's a career progression
coming towards you. All right, my darling.
Excellent.
I do feel as though it could be before Christmas as well.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
Just before
the
festive season. Okay. But I do feel as though that's what's coming towards you, darling. Okay.
That's wonderful. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Another question. Well, it's still in the same line. There's a financial issue that I need to make sure I can take care of within the next few weeks. Do you see me being financially okay?
I do see you being financially okay. And I do feel as though you're happy as well of where you're going to be.
Yeah.
Okay, I really do feel as though you're going to be really happy as to where you are at this precise minute.
Oh,
I do see, to be perfectly honest, I do see a whole new life for you.
Wonderful.
I honestly do see a whole new life for you. I really do, sweetheart. Okay.
That's beautiful. This place I love. It is so inviting. And I'm just ready for this new chapter.
Yeah. The place where you've got now, I'm seeing trees. They're giving me a vision of trees.
Yes, a lot of trees, which I love.
Yeah. When the wind is blowing, I've just been advised you to go out into the garden. When the wind is blowing, just listen to the trees.
Mm,
okay, because when the wind's blowing, I do feel as though them trees will have a message for you.
That's beautiful.
Okay,
my son just came by, and I went outside, and we were talking, and I was saying goodbye to him, and there was a butterfly on the garage. So it's like between butterflies, the hummingbirds, and just the red bird, it's just like this place is just so, it's welcoming.
You've got a lot of spirit around you then. You do have a lot of spirit around you. Butterflies are normally sent from loved ones.
Yes.
Okay. Butterflies are normally sent from loved ones. I do feel as though it's a lady and a gentleman that's sending you these butterflies. Okay.
Yes, my mom and my dad.
I do feel as though it's, would you wonder? Yeah. I know it's maybe going to be a little bit heartbreaking and a little bit of upsetting for you. Would you understand a little girl in spirit, please?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, because you've got a little girl around you.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a girl, but yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up, sweetheart.
No. It's no. But thank you. I've wondered.
Yeah, you've got a little girl around you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She can't
forgive
be much.
Me?
She, of course she does. She says there's nothing to forgive.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, there's nothing to forgive. I feel as though she can't be much more than 10.
Yeah, she would be 10 now.
Yeah, I feel as though she couldn't be much more than 10, but she does. She's just said, "Tell, there's nothing to forgive. Why is there anything to forgive?"
Thank you.
She said, "There's nothing to forgive," but she's very much around you.
Okay.
She's very much around you. She's really very much around you. Okay.
Okay.
She wants to give you. She just wants to give you a quick little message, if that's all right.
Yes.
She's just said to me the flower scents that you've been smelling, because she says there's some flower scents that you've been smelling. Okay. There's one flower scent that you've been smelling. She said it's her that's creating that scent.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know what she's giving me. I don't know whether she's giving me lilies or she's just giving me a white flower in general, but she's giving me maybe
gardenia.
An orchid or something.
Gardenia is my favorite flower, and that's what it is.
Yeah. She's giving me the scent of it.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Smell beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So if you've been smelling that, sweetheart, that's it's her that's been doing that. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Okay,
beautiful.
Love. All right.
Absolutely.
So I'll thank
beautiful.
You for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you so much, Dina. I appreciate this. This actually gives me hope. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Yeah. Okay, right. What does it say, a white flower? What I was getting me there is was something like the smell like violets, but there's also a white flower that gives off the smell of vanilla. Yeah, and that's a lovely smell that. But vanilla actually comes from a plant. Well, people don't realise that. Yeah. Right. Well, we're looking at 22 minutes on the clock. If two people were to call in, we'd take them. But it's like 22 minutes. It means basically that two people have got 2 minutes to call in. Otherwise, we'll just take one. But they need to be doing it now because myself and Tina will be out of here shortly after the piece of music if nobody calls. So we're going to take a break, take a piece of music. Nobody calls, we're out of here.
Playing. needed.
Well, we've got a decent router, or router, as they call it in the UK, router. It's a decent one. It's the top one that they do. But I'm saying, do they actually pump the true signal through? Occasionally, there. And twice this evening, I've heard clipping on the music. And that has got nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with Tina. Nothing to do with Blog Talk Radio. It is a company called... but there you go. You know, it's that man with the airplane company, yeah. So really need to be getting on that, really, don't they? You know, you really should get what you pay for, you know, when you pay for something, you really should get what you pay for. And that needs to be on the ball, on target, because we can't have ruined shows due to poor internet connection. Can we have that? I mean, we shouldn't be getting that, should we, really? You know, we should be getting what we pay for. What do we ever? Okay, we're going to get out of here then, ladies and gents. We're going to bring Tina back on the mic to say goodbye to you until next week, because nobody has called during the music 15 minutes, and it's a poor sign that we ain't going to get another call. So we're going to go.
Good night, everybody,
Thank you, Tina. So, right, so we'll meet up with Tina once again next week. Until then, I bid you all good times of your day to you, wherever you may be. Remember, there is no show on Wednesday and Thursday. And the next show coming up will be Friday now with Chris. So look forward to seeing you all again on that one. Thank you.